Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Last week, at the end of last week, we spoke about derelict buildings on this programme, and we got a huge reaction from people texting us and emailing the programme saying there are vast amounts of derelict buildings in our town or village up and down the country now, and they couldn't understand why in the middle of a housing crisis. So who better to send out in this project than Barry Lenehan? He is with me here in studio, and he's asking why there are so many derelict buildings in our towns and villages. And maybe it's your own main street of your own village full of vacant houses or boarded up properties maybe. Well, some of those questions we posed, as I say, on the programme last week, and Barry Lenehan has returned from one Dublin village to find out what's going on. You went to Chapel Izzet in Dublin, Barry.
Yeah, this village at the edge of the Phoenix Park and by the banks of the Liffey, one of Dublin's oldest and yet at the same time most up and coming villages due to new developments in train on the periphery of the area. And my trip to Chapel Izzet earlier, sparked by that massive response from the item you had on Friday, Cormac, the Green Party TD Stephen Matthews bringing forward a bill to tackle issues around the derelict sites register and how better to collect the vacant sites levy to get more houses on stream to address that housing crisis. And also joining you is Dr. Frank O'Connor, who's documented issues of dereliction in Cork and how his project, we learned, found 700 derelict properties within 2 kilometres of Cork city centre, but the council only had record of 95 within 7 kilometres of the city centre. And all this, as you say, had listeners getting in touch with both tales of woe and solutions to the problem of dereliction in their area.
With those stats again, Barry, you're getting my blood boiling. I cannot understand this. What did you find then in Chapel Izzet?
So this is a village, the layout largely unchanged over the past 100 years, but at the turn of the millennium there were chronic issues around dereliction, even though the former garrison town, as we say, on the edge of Dublin city. Now over recent years some buildings came back to life, but still others remain in a state of ruin. And so I began a walk through Chapel Izzet earlier with Peter Kavanagh of the local Tidy Towns group, and he first showed me some of the properties which have been restored.
That was one of the very, very important points of the adjudicator's comments in the Tidy Towns competition, because very often they would say, lovely village, very well kept, but unfortunately there's a huge amount of dereliction. Tidy Towns committee was able to use that as the basis of an argument to go to the owners of the various properties and say, look, you're really letting us down, you're letting the village down, you're letting our community down. And as a consequence, all the north side of the village, which we're looking at here now, and I'm looking at a whole streetscape that's exactly the same as it was over 120 years ago. We have managed to encourage the owners to sell the properties and get them reinstated.
But up here, over towards our right, what's over there?
And this is called the house by the churchyard, 3 stories over a basement building, and it's in a desperate state. It's got an iron girders clamped to the outside to try and hold it together, but all the floors inside have completely collapsed on one another. The rain is running through and it's populated by feral pigeons. So we've been trying to encourage the owner to do something with it for a long time, and there is a plan and application in at the moment to do something next door to it.
Number 34. It's a historic building.
Sheridan Lefanu has included it in his book, The House by the Churchyard. It's a beautiful building, or it was when I was a child, and it's a shame to see in the state that it's in at the moment. It's shocking to look at it, in fact. As you can see, there's grass sticking out the windows.
You mentioned another pocket of dereliction as well.
So we're walking up now towards Park Lane. And Park Lane is the original entrance into Chapel Izzet Village from Dublin. What we're looking at is a red and a yellow brick corner house. The front garden has a little wall around it. It's about 3 metres by about 5 metres long, and it's full of trees, completely and absolutely overgrown. About 10 years ago, a family lived in that house. It was in fine condition. It was bought by Dublin City Council because they owned this plot that's right beside it, and that plot was CPO'd by the council a few years ago, and they've added to their portfolio by buying all the land behind it now.
But at the moment, it's going into rack and ruin.
It's something that really annoys us here in the village, is a habitable family home and then just left to go derelict. And that's really an abomination when you see so many people looking for accommodation. And here we have it. What was a beautiful house. So the strategic plan was the derelict site beside it.
The ruin of a shop. I can see the faded HB ice cream sign there
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, that was a fabulous vegetable shop. That whole area there is planned for redevelopment. In 2001, Dublin City Council met with the Residents Association and they agreed a plan, a conservation plan for this whole building here. There's just two parts of it left now, and it was going to be apartments. We're still waiting for that to happen. There is potential here for to accommodate hundreds of more people in the village.
And this building here, right in the centre of the village as well, again, an old building, and it's allowed go into a state of dereliction as well.
So what we're looking at here is the original village primary school. It's over three stories. We have it completely and absolutely boarded up, and there's no plans for it. And we're all the people that we have in the country looking for accommodation. It's a crying sin.
What can be done on a macro level to help the challenges of doing up these buildings here that are lying vacant?
Dublin City Council are allowed to have all these derelict buildings in their ownership, and there's no onus on them for to do anything. If you're a private owner now, there is legal charges that are being imposed on you. And I think the government should put the same onus on Dublin City Council as it does on private owners for to do something with their properties.
And that's Peter Kavanagh of Chapel Izzet and his walk around with Barry Lennon. What is the government saying and the local authority? What are they saying about all of this, Barry?
Well, local authorities such as Dublin City Council, they argue they're doing all they can to bring derelict properties back into use. And councils nationally, they've indicated they could identify projects generating 4,850 residential units from buildings currently lying idle. But they also say it's a significant challenge. The government last week, it announced a 150 million euro fund to address long-term vacancies in towns and cities across Ireland. Still, opposition politicians and those in the sector, they say more needs to be done. The Society of Chartered Surveyors, for instance, it estimates the government needs to double grants for refurbishment of derelict buildings and houses to 100,000 euro at least in order to make projects financially viable and more attractive.
At least being underlined, I think, in that one. You met someone else, Barry, who might be a rare animal in this conversation. Someone who brought an old building back into use.
This is the old Kelly's newsagents and post office in the village, with a housing unit just above it as well. It needed significant repair, a task taken up last year by Michael Carney, who turned it in to the Park Lane Deli.
Very historic village. Still a lot of dereliction, but in the last few years it's really revitalised. I bought it, say, a year ago, and there's two other cafes now, and we have three pubs. Very nice neighbourhood. It's only 6 minutes from the city. Right beside Phoenix Park on one side and the River Liffey on the other side.
Away from your shop here, down towards the other end of the village, it's where your grandmother was from originally.
She lived here for 15, 20 years. She used to live in the house for Lord Northcliffe, who was a big newspaper tycoon. Went over, bought the Daily Mail and the Daily Mirror, and became kind of the Donald Trump of his day. Was partly responsible for World War One, but I better not mention that. A lot of history in the village. You have Neolithic settlements, a lot of Georgian Victorian houses.
We're looking here at your shop here, the Park Lane Deli, right on the corner. What was here before, and what sort of work had to be undertaken to bring it to its current state?
The village post office for probably a number of years, and then a family ran it also during that time for 35 years. I suppose there wasn't a huge amount of work done with it over the 35 years they had. I suppose it was a complete gut job, and I had to damp-proof it and fire-proof it, all that kind of stuff. It's open 9 months now, and so far so good.
And what made you take it on in the first place, or take on this particular building?
It was a corner spot. It's at the entrance to Phoenix Park. There's only 10 entrances to Phoenix Park, so I suppose I was lucky to get one. But I just love the red brick. I love the windows. Just thought it'd be a good little deli.
Did you have any trepidation taking on what was, I suppose, an older building?
I did. Plenty. But thank God it all worked out. There's a lot of building going on. I think there's about 600 apartments getting built around the place, if not more. It's only a matter of time before it becomes an even more popular spot. Slowly but surely it's getting there, and one by one, and the village is kind of transforming.
Get a quick look inside here.
We got the floors are reclaimed from DIT Kevin Street. Our coffee unit over there is claimed from Salvage Yard in Kilkenny, but we needed to damp-proof it, put in a new roof, fireproof everything. But it all came together nice. There's lovely light, as you can see, coming through the windows. Good bit of brain thought put into it, and thank God it came together. Yeah, the building has a lot of history.
How important do you think it is to revitalise these sorts of buildings?
I think it's very important, yeah. No one likes to see dereliction, and with all the homelessness going on as well at the moment, it's nice to bring somewhere back to life, and the more of it, the better.
Back to life, indeed. That's Michael Carney, who brought a building back to life in Chapel Izzet, ending Barry Lenehan's report. You can text us to 51551.